Blog Talk Radio.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no.
green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
What's up, everybody? We are back. It's Sunday. It's rehab time. You know what that means. We're going to chill out for a little bit, listen to some music, and smoke whatever you've got in your pipe or your an apple, whatever you have in front of you. My name is Leaf the Comedian. I am your host each and every Sunday. This is the Rehab with Leaf radio show that happens every Sunday from 8 to 10 here on Blog Talk Radio. And we also have a chat room. If you're listening on your iPhone or your Apple, wait, that is the same thing. If you're listening on your iPhone or Android, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, blogtalk.com/rehabwithleaf, and you can listen that way. We have had in the last, this is our third show being on this channel, on this station, Blog Talk, and we have over 1,500 listeners right now. So I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in and listening. And it helps when it's archived, I will say that, because we do have people who go in and listen to it later on in the day. But who cares? That's 1,500 listeners. And I thank you guys, each and every one of you guys, for tuning in and listening, whether you listen now live on the radio at 8 to 10 or if you tune in when you have free time later on. But we got a good show for you guys. I got Amanda Whitmore. She'll be in studio later. No, she's not going to be in studio. We're going to call her. She's going to call in, do a phone interview. She organizes the Comedy Cannabis Festival that happens every year. And this is the 10th year, and I've been invited to perform this year, so I'm very grateful. We're going to have her on, as well as one of the other comedians who's going to be on. His name is, you probably know who he is, Jeff Peterson, the 420 comic from Los Angeles. He'll be on later on. That'll be at the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to be giving away tickets to that festival this weekend that's happening this Saturday up in Grass Valley. We'll have more details on that, but you definitely want to tune in. This is one of the perks of listening live is you get a chance to listen to, you get to listen to it live and you get an opportunity to win some tickets. There are people in the chat room. I want to say what's up to everyone in the chat room. Kevin, one of my loyalist listeners. Kevin, thank you very much for tuning in. And I believe Shannon, his wife, last week won tickets to see Mikey Winfield. I hope that show went well. I hope you guys went. I don't know how many other Shannons showed up, but I texted Mikey. He said 30, but I know he's probably exaggerating a little bit. Maybe, maybe not. But so we have that coming up. Also, did you guys have a good Thanksgiving? I just actually I didn't have my daughter, so I'm doing my Thanksgiving tonight. We just finished it up. We just wrapped it up. I posted on Facebook Daddy's Thanksgiving. So we had a little just a little one, just me and my two girls, and we just finished that up. Just finishing up some pumpkin pies. My favorite part of the year is pumpkin pie. So we just finished that up. They're laying down right now watching Sword in the Stone. Great movie. So, yeah, I want to know how your Thanksgiving went. Did anybody get into any Thanksgiving fights? Like, there's always that one person at the Thanksgiving that just kind of... You have to invite him because he's family, but you don't want him there. You know what I'm talking about? There's always an uncle or a cousin or something. I want to hear some of the family drama that happened. Give us a call, 347-426-3678. 347-426-3678. I want to hear some of your guys' Thanksgiving drama. Did anybody go out there and fight the Black Friday? I want to hear that story, too. It was a busy weekend, Black Friday and Thanksgiving. And I just was curious if anybody got any good deals. I want to hear some of the good deals you guys got. 347-426-3678. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on with you during Thanksgiving. Or you can tell us in the chat room if you're too shy to call. Let's see, what was I, oh yeah, also, listen, we have a lot of listeners that tune in, and I want to share this avenue with any local artist or any artist from anywhere that has music that you're trying to get people to listen to. Use this show as an avenue. We got some more emails. So here's what you're going to do. If you have a song that you want us to hear, we'll play it, we'll showcase it, we'll do all that great stuff, but, We got a couple emails today, throughout the week, and I want to play one of the songs right now. This song is, they emailed us. The email is rehabwithleaf@gmail.com, rehabwithleaf@gmail.com. This band, I listened to this band, and I got to tell you guys, man, this is a good band. Pay attention to this song. This song is called Good As It Gets from EcoStall.
Yeah. wake up.
Kevin. Kevin.
Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. By my side.
With some Possum Kingdom. Went out to my man out there, Kevin. This guy listens every Sunday, whether I have a show or not. He is always there. And, man, without people like you, Kevin, none of this would be possible. 1,510 listeners is where we at right now. So thank you, guys. There is a chat room. I don't know if a lot of people know about this. It's kind of hard to find. If you're on the Rehab with Leaf page, the blogtop.com/Rehab with Leaf radio page, scroll down. You will see a chat box. Get in there. Have some fun. Send out your requests. We play music. And all genres. We're not gonna skip any genre. We play it all. As long as you listen to it, we'll play it. But the song prior to the Toadies, Possum Kingdom, I really, really like that song. It is a band from Sacramento. They are called Ego Stall. The song is called Good As It Gets. In fact, I like it so much, I'm gonna play it again because I know that they are listening. And I want to support our local talent. And this is a big shout out to Randy Highsmith. After I play this song one more time for Ego Stall, I got another young artist that has sent in another track for us. So I want to get that out to you guys as well. Also, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. What did you guys do? Anybody get in a fight? Did anybody is there an uncle somewhere that feels bad for being an uncle? And then what are you going to do with all that food? I want to hear some of your guys' leftover recipes too. And did anybody get any fun, like good deals, Black Friday deals? I know some of you guys were serious about being out there and doing your Black Friday thing, which I you guys are crazy. And the stores just start opening earlier and earlier. Now it's midnight. We had an event. I was at an event on the Black Friday. And I'll be honest with everybody, it wasn't a good turnout. I was very surprised to see that we did not have the turnout that we were expecting. Maybe it was because it was on Black Friday, I don't know. But our charity event, Rock for Socks, was a really bad turnout. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. I like to try and make people believe things are going really good, but that was not a good turnout. We had Mystic Roots was our headliner, Ross Rebel, Autumn Sky, and Encrusted Dust. And I do want to thank each and every single one of those people that came out and supported it for a good cause. We did raise a bucket full of socks. Maybe my expectations were higher. I felt like we could have done better as a community. But it was a great show. Mystic Roots put on a hell of a concert, a hell of a show. Ross Rebel just rocked the stage. And Autumn Sky is such a beautiful singer and just really blessed us with the stage. And Encrusted Dust, bless their soul, man. They're this is going to sound funny, but their bassist, their bass guitar player, caught on fire like 3 days. I know it sounds weird, right? He caught on fire. No, he really caught on fire. He was cooking. Some of the grease caught on fire. He tried to put it out, and I guess the grease fell out all over him, and he caught on fire. We want to send our thoughts and prayers out for them. But you know what? The band went on. They went on with two people. They had a drummer and a rhythm guitar, and the rhythm guitar just did their vocals. So shout out to those guys. They came through. They weren't going to cancel because they knew it was for a good cause. And the bassist, he wanted them to do it. So thank you guys very much for tuning in for that. I appreciate that. So give us a call. Let us know what some of the things that you did over Thanksgiving. 347-426-3678. Want to know how your Thanksgiving went? Did you do some Black Friday stuff? Did you get a good deal? Tell me in the chat room, too, if you want. If you're in the chat room, then let's... Let's talk about some of the deals that you participated in on Black Friday or any fights. And then we'll go over some recipes later. Also coming up the 9 o'clock hour, I got Amanda Whitmore and Jeff Peterson, the 420 comic. We'll be here live on the air. We're going to talk about this cannabis comedy festival happening here in Grass Valley on December 1st. That is this Saturday coming up. I will be a part of that. Make sure you come on. But let me talk to you guys real quick. Ego Stall. Randy Highsmith, he sent me an email and just letting us know that they're called Ego Stall. Ego Stall, EGOSTALL. They're from Sacramento. They've been together in this for 4 years, but we've technically been together since about high school. So about 17 years they've been together. They're inspired by 90s grunge and classic rock. He wants to know what time the show's on. It's on right now, right now. all right. Well, I'm gonna light one up real quick, and we're gonna listen to Ego Star one more time, and then I'm gonna bring on our next featured artist. If you guys want to be on our show and you want your song or music played, give us an email. Send us the MP3 file of your song to rehabwithleaf@gmail.com. rehabwithleaf@gmail.com. We'll be sure to play it on. We're getting a lot of responses from people all around the world that love this show. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. I want to, you know what? Here it is. Good as it gets. One more time for Ego Stall. Yeah. Oh, also, I need help.
obviously. I need help. I need a producer. I need a producer that wants to spend some time help producing the show. Can't pay you right now, but it's a great experience. As the show gets bigger, we'll definitely start talking about getting you some money. But right now, but I need a producer. Basically, what a producer does is somebody that helps come up with great show ideas and helps to research and help with the show. I need that. I need that bad. Send me an email if you're interested in that as well. Rehab with Leaf at Radio, or Rehab with Leaf. Oh.
Hang on, I messed up. I was talking in the wrong mic. Anyways, okay, so I love that ego band, the ego stall band. Never mind. I get screwed up. Let me try that all over again. We'll be right back.
Jerome, put on that Bobby Womack.
Nah, girl, I want to go way back. Oh, yeah, check this out.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the day,
when I was just a little nigga, bro, I looked up to my bigger bro, begged if I could kick it. So when he went out with girls, I could go tagging along, nagging. If she had a sis, maybe could mac a baby hood rat. Y'all remember way back then, when it was 1985, all the way live. I think I was about 10. One of those happy little niggas singing the blues that be always trying to bag with the shag and karate shit. Saying yo mama black, his mama this, his mama that. Then he get mad and wanna scrap. We stay mad about 10 minutes like back on a bike to play hide and go get it with the younger hoes by the bungalows. Then switch to playing ding dong ditch when that gets old and too cold to hack it. Threw on a bomber jacket. You could tell the ballers cause they fell wearing gazelles. If they really had money raised, we sport me hey. And all the girls had they Turkish link. If it broke then they made earrings to it like they meant to do it. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised. Back in the day,
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore.
I'm still back in the days, but now the year is 87, 88. That's when my crew and I were in junior high in seventh grade. I hated school.
Wish it had grown up.
No doubt I couldn't wait to get out
and be a grown up.
But let me finish this, reminiscing and telling about when girls were spelling tight corduroys like for the boys, basket weave, Nike Cortez and footsie socks, and eating pickles with Tootsie Pops, and it don't stop. I'm glad because when JJ Fad did Supersonic, it was kind of like a sport to wear biker shorts or to wear jeans, and it seemed like the masses of Fuji's had poison airbrushed on their asses. Dudes had on Nike suits and the Pumas with the fat laces, cause it was either that or case with. I missed those days, and so I pout like a grown jerk, wishing all I had to do now was finish homework. It's true, you don't realize really what you got till it's gone, and I'm not gonna sing another sad song. But sometimes I do sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
And everybody
back in the
say,
days
I
when I was
way
young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid
and
anymore. But some days
say,
I sit and wish I was
when.
A kid
and everybody
back in the
say,
days when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid anymore.
What?
But some days
when?
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody say,
I remember way back when.
What?
Back in the day.
When?
Back in the day.
Well, it's the niggero. I figure that now I'm all grown up because I'm 18 years old, and guess you could say I'm holding down a steady job and poo steady mobbing. You steady bobbing your head and I can't. So so I got it made, but didn't always have clout. Used to live in South Central LA, that's where I stayed and figured a way out. I gave it all I had, so for what it's worth, I went from rags to riches, which is a drag, but now I'm first. So
way up.
Yeah, we said that we was gonna make it since a kid, and we finally did. But sometimes I still sit and reminisce and think about the years I was raised back in the day.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days
I remember
when I was
way
young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid.
And everybody
anymore.
Say,
but some days
I remember
I sit
way back
I
when.
And everybody
back
say,
in the days
I remember
when I was
way
young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid
what?
Back in
some
the
days
when?
I sit and wish I was a kid.
And everybody
back
say,
in the days
I remember
when I was young,
back
I'm not
when.
A kid
and everybody say,
I remember
way back
when.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days,
I remember
when I
way back
not
when.
What?
Back in the days,
I
went back in the day.
And everybody
back in
say,
the days,
I remember way back when.
And everybody
back
say,
I remember way back when.
And everybody
back
say,
I remember way back when.
That was a good one. Okay. That was Ahmad back in the day. Hey, so I guess you guys could hear me. I don't want to repeat too much. The last band was Ego Stall. That, yeah, I like that band. But so and what I was saying also was I need a producer. I need somebody that wants to take an interest in radio and be my producer so that they can research some of the show ideas and help me out. And send me an email, rehabwithleaf@gmail.com, if you're interested in that. And also, I need a female co-host. So if you think you can rock mic and be very conversative with me, I guess is that even a word? I don't even know if that's a word, but that's what we're gonna do. Okay. So all right. So yeah, I need a co-host. So send me again. Tell me if you're interested in either a producer or a co-host. And send me a email, rehabwithleaf@gmail.com. All right, got that out the way. How are you guys doing? Turkey. There's a lot of leftovers going on. What are you guys doing with that food? Are you guys making all those sandwiches, turkey sandwiches? Of course you are. Well, check this out, man. I found, of course it's Food Network, but on Food Network, there is a recipe for... Oh, what's in a can of Del Monte peaches? Yeah, so there's a recipe for... This is crazy. I thought the recipe was going to be something I could read to you guys, but apparently they want to show me it. They want to show me the recipe, and they're showing me Del Monte. Yeah. Okay, so there's a recipe for a really good leftover sandwich. And... Del Monte's bursting with life, just so you know. How to boil water.
So I have some rye bread. Okay, some nice pieces. I'll probably get two pieces from the center because they're nice.
Okay, this is going to bore the crap out of me. Sorry, you guys. And if it's going to bore the crap out of me, it's going to bore you guys. So I'll do some research a little bit. This is why I need a producer. This is exactly why I need a producer, so I won't go live on the radio and think that I've got a recipe to read for you guys for some tasty sandwiches, and it's a guy that's filming it and telling me how to make it, and I can't make it right now because I'm talking to you guys. So we will skip that. All right, so listen, so again, artists, send me your music. And the next thing I'm bringing up right now, if you guys have not checked her out, she is she is something special. Like, she's beautiful and she can play guitar and she sings like an angel. If you haven't had a chance to see who this person is, her name is Ariel Jean. You can see her doing. She likes to play around town at open mics at Boxing Donkey on Monday and I think the Owl Club on Thursday nights out in Roseville. She's a Roseville type of girl, very beautiful. Her voice is just fantastic, and she is actually going to be playing alongside Uncle Cracker at Toby Keith's Bar, and I'm going to ask her to text me when that show is. I want to say it's Tuesday. I forgot to get that show again. I need a producer,
But if you guys head out to the Uncle Cracker show is about to sell out, so but you have to go to Arden Fair Mall and donate a toy to get your tickets. So go to Arden Mall, donate your tickets, and I want you guys to check out Ariel Gene and Uncle Cracker. So this is what I want. I'm going to play you Ariel Gene. We're going to slow this down a little bit. So sit back in your chair, light your blunts, pack your bowl up. This is Ariel Gene. It is in Tuesday in Folsom at the Toby Keith Bar. It's at show time starts at 7:30. She's this PM. She wants me to make sure. She texted me 7:30, and then she sends me another text telling me PM. Like, we don't know it's a morning show or what. We don't know it's not an evening show. Okay. So without further ado, I'm really happy to introduce you guys, Miss Ariel Gene. This song is called "Give Me More." It's an original by Ariel Gene.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento's very own Ariel Jean, and she will be performing at Toby Keith's Bar in Folsom at Tuesday at 7:30. Guys, got to check her out. She's an awesome singer. If you guys want to follow her on Twitter, you can check her out, Ariel For You. It's at Ariel Jean For You. Ariel Jean For You. Let me repeat that. Ariel Jean For You. She texted me, and she's getting upset that check her out. She's an awesome singer. Just one of the best singers, natural singers that I've ever seen in my life. She is here from Sacramento. Go check her out. Toby Keith's Bar with Uncle Cracker, Folsom. Toby Keith's Folsom. I can't think straight. So she'll be there Folsom on Tuesday with Toby Keith. No, not with Toby Keith. With Uncle Cracker at Toby Keith's Bar. And that show's at 7:30 on Tuesday. Go out to Arden Mall and donate a toy and pick up some tickets. And then follow her on Twitter at Ariel Jean For You. And Facebook, Ariel Jean. Beautiful girl. So thank you for sending that in, Ariel Jean. We'll definitely be playing more of your songs. If we can get some more of your tracks, we'd all appreciate it. We're getting some good. Kevin in the chat room says she has a sweet voice. She does. So we're getting a lot of good feedback. Thank you guys for listening, and let us know what you thought about our featured artists today. We had Ego Stall and Ariel Jean. I'm going to play some more music. When I come back, I got to play music so that I can get Jeff Peterson, the 420 comic, get him ready for our interview with him, as well as Amanda Whitmore. It's about to get crazy. We're going to have the 420 pot comic, the 420 comic with Lisa Comedian and Amanda Whitmore. We're going to be talking about the Cannabis Comedy Festival, as well as giving away a pair of tickets to go see this show happening Saturday in Grass Valley. So you're going to want to stay tuned for this coming up. You know what? This seems perfect for what we're about to talk about. This is the Rehab with Leave Radio Show. I'll be right back.
I might just chill, but I'm the type that likes to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it. I got some bucks on it, but it ain't enough on it. Go get the S-S-T-I-D-E-S. Nevertheless, I'm hella fresh, rolling joints like a cigarette. So pass it across the table like ping pong. I'm gone, beating my chest like King Kong. And some wrap my lips around the phony. And when it comes to getting another soggy, fools all kick in like Zenobi. Hit bit, unless you pull out the fat crispy $5 bill on the real before it's history. Cause who's be having them vacuum lungs? And if you let them hit it for free, you hella dumb. I come to school with a tailor on my earlobe, avoiding all the flick teasers, skeezers, and weirdos. Got me throwing off the land like where the bomb at. Give me $2, you take a puff and pass my bomb back. Suck up the dank like a Slurpee. The serious bomb will make a nigga go delirious like Eddie Murphy. I got more room and pace. Cause homie snagged me to take the dank out of the bag. Burn slow, so the ashes won't be burning in my hand, bruh. Hoochies get hit, but they know they got a pitch and bent. I roll a joint that's longer than your extension. Cause I'll be damned if you get high off me for free. Hell no, you better bring your own slip cheap. What's up, don't babysit that? Better pass the joint. Stop hitting cause you know you got asthma. Crack the 40 open, homie, and guzzle it. Cause I know the weed in my system is getting lonely. I gotta take a whiz test to my PO. I know I feel cause I done smoked major weed, bro. And every time we with Chris, that fool rolling up a fatty. But the Tango race straight had me.
I got five on it, got it, got your phone, let's get keyed. I got
got me hung off the night train. You made our fake, so let's head to the east. Hit the stroll tonight, oh, so we can roll big high sheets. I wish I could fade the eight, but I'm no budget. Still rolling the two though, cause it's same old bucket. Foggy window, soggy endo. I'm in the land, can you smoke with my kids? Fuck in smoke. Yuck, I spray your layer down. Up in the OAK, the sound. Homies don't play around, we down to blaze a pound. Then ease up, beat up through the ESO. Drink the BSOP up with the lemon squeezer. And everybody throw the, I'm the roller. That's quick to fold a blunt out of a bunch of sticky doja. Hold up, suck up my weed, it's all you need kicking. Because we're IBs, we need half like a fool.
I got Jeff Peterson on hold. Just sit tight. We're going to pass the marijuana real quick, and then I'm getting Amanda Whitmore, and we'll be ready to go. This is the Rehab We Leave radio show, and yeah, it's fun.
Let's focus our discussion first on marijuana, okay? Marijuana has a very distinct smell, okay? I'm going to pass around just a little tiny bit, and I want you all to take a smell so you know when someone is smoking marijuana near you.
and representing West Marin. I be filling my mind with knowledge as my lungs are filled with smoke. Cough choking on the floor and smoke inside my throat. From Chico, California to my home in the Bay. We like to smoke out every day. I be Northern Lights smoking, hit the joint until I'm choking. My eyes are turning red and I can barely keep them open. The mystic roots be knowing that the way of the walk is long. By Irie, Johnny, Kiner, Shane, no say it's on. I got this thin mustache, I need another hit to hash. Cause I smoked on my grass, just got a pipe, I'm full of ash. I'm taking from the deck and I can only want some more. They call me Coop from Mystic Roots, just like I told you before. Give me the green buzz, cause 215 legalized. I be the ganja connoisseur, I like the crazy crystallized. So
pass the marijuana my way,
and some paper so that I can roll a J.
I said you know my inspiration to look at things another way. I said you help me relax at the end of my day. So if you feel like I feel, let me hear you say, pass the marijuana, give your thanks and praise today. In a Buddha phone, about 2 feet long. Don't have to hit it twice, and you still feel nice. Make sure the mood is right, be it day or night. Let your mind take flight, make it feel so right. Pack it in a Buddha phone, about 2 feet long. Don't have to hit it twice, and you still feel nice. Make sure the mood is right, be it day or night. Let your mind take flight, make you feel so right.
Whoever has the marijuana, just pass it up to the front row, okay?
Pass the marijuana my way. Yeah, pass the marijuana. Pass the marijuana my way.
There you have it, you guys. That was Mystic Roots, who performed at the second annual Rock for Socks that just happened last Saturday for the charity of Loaves and Fishes that was brought to you by Goings and Goings Entertainment. Give a big shout out to Mystic Roots for coming and supporting the charity and providing some awesome IRA beats for everybody to listen to. Right now on the phone with us, we have Amanda Whitmore. Are you there?
Oh, hello, hi.
How are you doing, sweetheart?
Super great, man. Sorry,
okay,
about the reception. I'm in the middle of the mountains under the beautiful full moon.
Are you outside?
I am. I'm trying to get the best reception out here in the middle of Northern Hills.
So you're on a rock, you're on top of a house.
All right, I'm in the grass valley.
And I also have from Los Angeles, California, Jeff Peterson, the 420 comic. What's up, Jeff?
I'm not in a house because I'm homeless, so I'm just standing on the street walking around North Hollywood. What's going on?
That's, you know what's funny? Like, I believe you. That's the scary thing.
People are starting to realize that I'm serious about half the time. like when I tell people be there and bring your mom, I really want people to bring their moms so I can check them out.
Yeah, you are the epitome of a MILF hunter. I've hung out with you several times, and the collection. I'll just stop. But if you are planning on bringing your mom Saturday, bring condoms because it's inevitable. This guy takes away moms. He's a mom taker.
Well,
he's a motherfucker.
You know, well, they like to nurture, and I need to be nurtured. So
this is Jeff Peterson, the 420 comic. He will be here Saturday at the Cannabis Comedy Festival. That is 10 years running, and the lady that puts it all together is Amanda Whitmore, who is having problems because she's out in Grass Valley, stoned out of her mind, and she's trying to get reception. Like, you just have to get higher.
I'm working on it. I'm getting
Amanda,
higher.
Amanda, you just
got to
get higher. Just get higher. She got dogs chasing her, but she's got good reception. That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about what we can expect Saturday, Amanda. Or not.
There could be a mountain lion in her vicinity. She may have just dropped the phone and ran, dude. You never know.
She warned me about this, too. She said, can we pre-record this? And I wish we could.
This will be the fourth or the fifth Cannabis Comedy Festival I've done for Amanda. So I can tell you, expect to have a really kick-ass time, especially in the genre of pot comedy, because we got a killer lineup. I mean, some old school, you know, guys that inspired me, Ungayo Belem and Craig X will be there. That's really cool.
Yeah, Craig X and Gayo, yourself, I'm going to be there. And you were actually at they just did this one in Arizona, and God bless Amanda for bringing it to Arizona, because Arizona is still new to everything that's going on with the passing of the you know, we call it 215. I forget what they have it. What is their 208?
Yeah, something like that. But I can tell you this, it was really awesome, and it was really well executed, especially considering the same day Amanda put this on, there was another event in the same city in Tempe, another cannabis event with like the Hot Kush Girl. It was the Hot Canna Kush Girl contest of Arizona or something like that. So,
oh, really?
We had a packed house and a bunch of really like free-spirited stoners. Like, usually people, you know, I went to high school in Phoenix, and usually people are a little bit, you know, shy, understandably, because of the cops, but we didn't give a fuck.
yeah. And so this event's happening. It starts, I think it starts at 7 o'clock. What, Jeff, do you remember the name of the hotel? The Holbrook?
Yeah, I believe it's the Holbrook, yeah. And it's going to be, I've never been to Grass Valley, and it sounds, you know, it sounds right up my alley. You know?
Right.
You know, I think I may be making a movie, The 420 Comic Goes to Grass Valley. That could be a film.
It's not as green as it sounds, but it's a good place. They got a really good got a lot of good farms up there.
I'll bet you we'll be making up for it in the Holbrook Hotel or around the Holbrook Hotel with greenery of some sort.
Now, are you dressing up?
I am. I was told there's a Victorian theme, so I'm gonna do my best Victorian outfit that I can muster together. If not, my fallback is always Sheep Man. I can always come as my superhero alter ego.
yeah. Wait till you see my outfit. Because I heard the Holbrook is haunted.
Ah, that's really cool. That'll even be fun. Well, I perform at the Comedy Store all the time, and that place is haunted, so this should be fun.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're all sleeping there, so it's going to even be more of a crazy night. You guys got to get your tickets. You know, I'm going to play a couple songs. I'll come back with the info on the event that's happening. I should have had it already up. This is why I need a producer. I need a producer so I can just talk and have a producer just throw the information at me. So we'll be right back with Jeff Peterson. We're going to talk a little bit more about the event happening December 1st. It is the 10th annual Cannabis Comedy Festival, with Ngayo Belem and Jeff Peterson, Craig X, myself. I'm not sure any other. I mean, do we need any more? I mean, really? Come on.
Just those
four guys alone, you guys are going to fucking turn purple from laughing.
purple. I'm going to hold you to that.
Yeah, please do. So, cool. You know what? We're going to play a game to win these tickets. I got a game that we're going to play. But right now I want to play Ross Rebel. This guy, he also performed on Saturday. He's a local artist, Ross Rebel. He helped us out at the Rocks for Socks. He killed it on stage, man. And this is his song, On a Clear Day, Ross Rebel on Blog Talk Radio. This is Rehab with Leaf Radio Show. Be right back.
On a clear day, I see the sun shining. No babies dying, no mamas crying, no poor people trying, no politician lying, no chicken them are frying, no ghetto youth them dying. So follow me, say across the yard. Sometime in life, you know, it gets hard. No matter what, when I pull a backyard, no need no assistance from the National Guard. So many of them, they try to talk about peace. So many of them carry the mark of the beast. Cannot deal with no war in the Middle East. So much famine, we not see no feast.
On a clear
this. No gunfire, a bus, no vanity in us, no more money we trust. Either get on, survival is a must. So ashes to ashes and a dust to dust. No more praying and no more wishing. No more baby daddies, them are missing. No more bling bling, it's a gonna glisten. This is truth, so I think you best listen. No more gang bangers and shoot. No more beautiful sisters prostitute. Everybody sipping milk and honey, eating fresh fruit. No more burning and no money to loot. And to my brothers in the prison cell, thinking there is no heaven, there's only a hell. It's time for Zion, I to ring the bell. So you break the praise of the eye as well.
On a clear day,
dad breaks the needle, toss the heroin away. Suicide kids live, stop preparing for the grave. My cousin cut the rope down before he hung his own self. My baby being born, hold my baby in my arms. Sick of the overcast, darkness is the chaperone. Leave the crack alone and add some hope into an addict's home. Push the clouds away, kiss your mom in the bracelet. Dance with destiny while we shower in the daylight. But I remember that the devil's in the White House. He starts a war for bloody money just to lay his pipes down. There's money for destruction, but these fuckers won't cure it. Die with my eyes open, looking for that clear day.
On a clear day.
With Leaf Radio Show. I got on the phone with me Mr. Jeff Peterson, all the way from Los Angeles, California. He will be here in town in Sacramento. Well, he'll be in Grass Valley, which is not too far away from Sacramento, this Saturday, December 1st, at and we're together, him and I are performing at the Grass Valley Cannabis Comedy Festival. Did I say it right?
You might be going to a different festival, but yeah, it's the Cannabis Comedy Festival.
I just show up wherever. So it's in Grass Valley. It's inside the Holbrook Hotel, and that's located 212 West Main Street in Grass Valley. The phone number to get a room, I heard there's only like 11 left, 530-273-1353. That's 530-273-1353. I guess Ngayo is going to be the MC. There's Soul Medic and crew, Jeff Peterson, Leaf,
Garcia Reyes and Craig X.
Yeah, Benji Garcia Reyes from San Diego.
Yes. Yeah, he's coming all the way from San Diego. He'll be performing as well.
I might be making him give me a ride. We'll see.
you're like me, man. Last minute, hoping something comes through.
Yeah,
and actually,
that wouldn't be a bad ride.
I mean, he's just there in San Diego. He might as well just swoop you up.
Yeah, and we're homies. We've gotten. He's been in Mike's show before and stuff like that. And but this is gonna be. This is really cool. You got to give it up to Amanda for, you know, somebody that who isn't a comedian that just loves comedy so much. And, you know, has done such a great job with bringing the cannabis world into it. And on top of that, she's just cute as hell. So you just can't, you know, she's so
ridiculously. She's beyond, like, I saw a photo, like, okay, I'll be honest, Jeff, and you know how it is in the industry. A lot of the girls, they're cute, but they're still very homely. Amanda's hot.
Amanda is an exotic California beauty, man.
Yeah.
And her family. She's got two other sisters that are knockouts. And her brother is running for governor of a province in, I don't know what area, but governor of Costa Rica. And he's a groovy guy. So. Her brother Gerald. So they're very driven people, and Amanda just—I don't know. She's got a great passion for comedy and cannabis and throwing a good time. And I've seen her do it many times. So if she tells me to be somewhere, I'll do my damnedest to be there for her.
Yeah, and she's an advocate for smokers' rights and for the rights of cannabis. And. And again, I mean this in no disrespect, but when you think of activists, a female pothead, and she does not fit the stereotypical woman that would doing something like this.
She doesn't, and she's OG. I mean, what's great about Amanda is she knew Jack Hare. She's friends with Eddie Lepp. I mean, she's part of, like, you know, the real founders of the movement, and you know, you're surprised because she's so young and attractive that, you know, she's been able to really, you know, get all kinds of strong activists into what she's doing. So I love that.
What?
And the other thing too is you know, her Ungayo brought it down to L.A. once, and one of the funnest shows I've ever done was the Cannabis Comedy Festival. I'll never forget it. At the Downtown Comedy Club, I performed with Garrett Morris and Greg Proops and Ungayo, and that was cool, man. That was like groundbreaking for us in L.A. even. So I know Grass Valley is going to be blown away.
Didn't they have this at the Punchline a couple years ago here in Sacramento?
Yeah, it was great. It was a two-night event, and the first night I wasn't able to, my ride didn't pan out, so I made it out to the second night, and it was killer.
Okay.
And Linda Lepp was there, and you know, it was fun, man. We had a lot of fun. That's where. Actually, 2 years ago when I came out for the Sacramento Punchline one that she had, that's when I really got to learn about Sacramento, man. I went down to the whole Second Saturdays, and I just learned not only how cool people are in Sacramento, but there's just beautiful women everywhere in Sacramento, you know?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of pretty cute chicks up here.
Yeah.
They all know me.
And they love your single daddy qualities.
Yeah, exactly. That's what gets the chicks.
You know, there's cool people up in Sacramento, and, you know, I keep, especially through you, meeting more and more cool people. I just was, when I was hanging out with Daddy X from Cottonmouth Kings, he was asking me about how the Sacramento Hemp Fest went. And
right.
I told him it was great. The only thing that's going to make it greater is when we bring him and the boys next time. So,
for those of you who don't know, this is my co-host for this. If you made it out to the Sacramento Hymn Fest, you saw Jeff Peterson up on stage a couple of times with me. We were looking for him most of the time, but he was my co-host. I remember I found you in a bush, and I was like, bro, are you coming up on the stage? You're like, yeah, I'll be right there. Just give me a minute. And I was,
oh, my God. People come up to me and go, hey, dude, I saw you at the Hemp Fest. Are you okay?
Yeah.
I got hammered.
You had a good time.
Plus, I when somebody gave me a mushroom chocolate, you caught me in a stare down with a bush.
You were staring at this bush, and I was like, hey, Jeff, where I found you? Where are you? All right. You're like, I'll be good. Just give me a minute.
Yeah,
I was interrupting a conversation with the tree that you were sitting with.
Sometimes you got to get in touch with nature, even if it's in front of, a couple thousand people. But
it
was a lot of fun. I didn't see it till the next day. I know. I think my favorite moment was dancing in front of that band.
God, that was hilarious. Yeah, this guy Jeff Peterson was just having a blast. He's like a rocker. He got up on the stage with the band during this. This band was like a 80s. They redid 80s music, and I guess they were playing one of Jeff's favorite songs. And Jeff grabbed the microphone and yelled into it with the lyrics. Jeff did not know that the band had their monitors in their ear, and he pretty much blew out.
I blew out all their ears like crazy.
And they got so mad at you. It was hilarious.
I was in pitch. I was in key, and my pitch was good.
It was hilarious.
We're gonna give out
some tickets to this event that we got going on this Saturday, Saturday December 1st. If you have time to make it up to Grass Valley to hang out with Jeff, myself, and Gaio, Amanda, who you definitely want to hang out with, pay attention. We're gonna play a game. This is called I play this game every week. It's called The Sound of Movies, and basically I'm gonna play. A song that's in the movie. You gotta give me a. You can either call in or you can. If you're in the chat room, you could let me know what the name of the movie is, and the tickets are yours. The number to call in is 347-426-3678. If you know, excuse me. If you know this movie, hang on. Where is it? Now I can't find it. Oh, here it is. This is a very popular movie. If you know the name of the movie that this song was in, give us a call. 347-426-3678. I got a pair of tickets to you to come hang out with us at the Cannabis Comedy Festival happening this Sunday. Or, I'm sorry, Saturday. Here it is. This is the song.
Well, I'll see you guys Saturday up there in Grass Valley. So.
Yeah.
Better on night, I was downtown. World was born.
Jeff, do you know the name of the movie that song was in?
The name of the movie that the song was in, I know it's The Hollies, right? That's the group. The name of the, God, it's probably in a lot of movies, but.
Well, there's one movie particular. Yeah, no, we got a winner, by the way, so I kind of want to see if you can. This lady called in and won. Her name is Ricky Holly. Congratulations, Ricky Holly. You won a pair of tickets for getting it correct. But I want to see if I can. Whoops. Hang on. Wait. Okay. I was supposed to hit this button. Ricky Holly. Hey, Ricky Holly.
Yay.
Yeah. So I'll give you a hint.
Somebody named Ricky Holly won.
Yeah.
And the group is called The Hollies. That's pretty interesting, right there.
Are they called The Hollies?
Isn't that?
I think you're right.
Yeah, that's who did it, Graham.
I think you're absolutely right. And you know what's funny? Maybe she. She must have loved that band. But it's a football movie. Does that help?
So is it On Any Given Sunday?
No, it was with Denzel Washington.
A football movie with Denzel Washington. Wow. I still don't know.
Remember the Titans?
Yep, you know what? Oddly enough, believe it or not, I didn't see that Denzel one.
Oh, wow.
I did see Book of Eli, though. I guess I love that one.
Actually, if anyone has ever seen, let's break into what Jeff Peterson's got going on. This guy, I've been blessed to be on tour. He does the Dopest Show on Earth tour. That thing travels all over the country. I had the privilege of doing it in HempCon. We've done it in Arizona. We've done it in Hollywood with Kato Kaelin, which was awesome, and Jeff Richards from Saturday Night Live, and it's a good show. And he even brought it to Sacramento.
Yes, I did. So, yeah, thanks to you, we brought it to Shenanigans and with Ungayo and Linda Lepp was there, and man, that was the Selecta Lou was doing his thing. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good show.
You're my go-to guy when I'm up north too, especially like, you know, the HempCon, man. You've spiced up the HempCon a couple times, and we're going to be back in April, so I'll be counting on you.
Cool. Thanks. We just did what was the last show we just did?
The last show we
was it
the one I brought you down for, and you weren't able to make. I mean, the one that I brought you down for, and I wasn't able to make happen.
That was a good show. Flappers, that was awesome.
Well, that goes on my record of demerits. But the last show
it was
did
good.
Together. The last show we did together, I think, was the Sacramento Hemp Fest, wasn't it?
Well, it was Hemp Fest, huh? Okay.
And the Arizona show we did was last year.
That was awesome.
The comedy spot, and that
sold
was awesome.
Out.
It was sold out, and if you're listening, he's probably not. But
you never
Sean
know.
Dillon, man, the dude that owns the club. I don't know. I think we were, even though we sold out, it just the theme was too hardcore for him. So he's never let me bring it back, but thankfully Amanda picked up the ball, and this show that we had at Mugshots in Tempe was killer. So I definitely intend on bringing the Dope Show to Phoenix at the beginning of the year.
That'd be awesome.
So, I'd like to bring it everywhere. You know, the neat thing about it is there's a lot of like weed comedy shows, but my show, I've been able to make it just what it is, like a kind of a cannabis circus. And I started it with Terry Joyce, from Last Comic Standing. She and I put together just, you know, our first show, we had Ungayo Belem in it and Jay London, and then we also had like a transsexual comic. So we were, from the beginning, we've had, like a transgender comic. And so from the beginning, we've had really interesting, you know, guests. I've had porn stars in it. I've had stuttering John Melendez has been in the show. Adam Hunter, Brad Williams. We've had guests like Ernest Thomas from What's Happening, and the lead singer of Dramarama. I mean, we've just had all kinds of crazy people over the years in the show, and I just love it. I want to continue to try to, you know, bring it as many places as I can.
Yeah, it is a fun show. It's not your typical comedy show. I mean, you actually get to play games and win prizes, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and, you know, you never know what weird people I'm going to walk out there with. You know, one of my favorite moments was I got to do the show dressed as the dude, you know, the Big Lebowski, and
yeah.
I did that at the Comedy Store, and that was like really fun. And then another show we did at the Comedy Store, the dude himself came, Jeff Dowd, the real dude, showed up.
Oh, wow.
Everyone was blown away. They're like, oh, my God, it's the dude. And so that was a nutty show. And
a lot of people didn't know that movie was based off of an actual real character.
Yeah, there's a real dude who Jeff Bridges portrays, and he's very much like that guy, you know, and I just lucked out. I met him at Lebowski Fest in 07, and now we're friends, man. I hang out with him.
So wait, there's a cool Lebowski Fest?
Oh, my God. Lebowski Fest is a huge part of my life, and it's enormous. About every 60 days, there's another big Lebowski Fest, which is a two-day event that travels all across the world. And so
wow.
The Big Lebowski has a huge cult following. And if you start looking into it, there's like burlesque shows and plays and cookbooks and all kinds of like, you know, multimedia stuff. There's a this guy, I know Bill Green is going to be putting on Across the Sands of Time, an art gallery showing of all the Lebowski Fest posters. That's coming up December 7th and 8th. And I myself am, there's another dude that's really cool called Oliver Benjamin, who is the Dudley Lama. He wrote the Bible for the dude world. It's called The Abide Guide. And because of that, he inspired me. I'm going to make a comic book loosely based on the Big Lebowski. So it just is nuts, dude. You can't even believe. It's like,
that is crazy. I was not aware of how big that was.
Yeah, it's like the Thinking Man stoner film, because the main character, Jeff Lebowski, gets stoned constantly through the movie, but he doesn't glorify it. He doesn't make it out like it's a big deal. He just gets stoned all the time.
right.
And so it's become a cult classic, and kind of what like Rocky Horror Picture Show used to have, Lebowski Fest totally has it now, and by God's grace, I look remarkably like Jeff Bridges, so I get to use that to my advantage in the Lebowski world. So
that is cool. Well,
yeah.
Jeff, I do look forward to seeing you on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah,
I can't get this day right. I can't get it right for the life of me. But I know when to show up.
It'll be a weekend thing, man. It's going to be we're going to be enjoying each other's company over the weekend. But, dude, I always like hanging out with you. This will be more fun because the last time we hung out, you were on duty. Like, you had to really work for the
Sacramento. Yeah, I know.
And you did a great job, by the way. So,
thanks.
But we got big things, dude. I still, you know, I've put this out to I'll let you know. I spoke with Daddy X from Cottonmouth Kings about the Chronic Kings of Comedy.
Okay.
420 comic, Leaf the comedian, and Medicinal Michael. I think we got something there, so look out, gang.
Yeah. Everyone, keep your eyes and ears and your joints ready for the Cotton Kings of Cotton. Wait, no, Chronic Kings of Comedy. We're gonna be touring Chronic Chronic Kings of Comedy. This is insane.
That's right.
Speaking of Chronic, I got
quick,
two joints for you guys.
Hey, man.
Jeff.
Thank you for thanks for having me on here, and I'll just give a quick plug. Check out my podcast that I produce every Tuesday on the GoCast Network, and you can see it, get it on iTunes. It's The Interview with Frazier Smith.
Okay.
Frazier Smith is an LA radio legend, and you know, we get some amazing guests on there this Tuesday. tune in. We're going to have Darren Carter and Dangerous Dick on there. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a good show. Well,
yeah
man.
Go
check him out on Facebook.
Yeah, I'll be live at the Lovitz Club on Tuesday, too. So at the John Lovitz Comedy Club, Universal City Walk. So check that out.
and that's Tuesday?
That's Tuesday night, yeah.
All right, go check him out, guys. This guy is a hilarious, funny guy. I always enjoy sharing the stage with him. Check him out Tuesday at the John Lovitz place, and then check out his podcast. And go look him up on Facebook, Jeff Peterson. All you have to do is do 420 Comic, and you'll find him. And thanks, Jeff, for being our guest.
I'll see you.
Yeah, absolutely. Here, smoke two joints, man. We'll be right back.
Okay, bye-bye.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Because we're so peaceful. We've been playing some peaceful music. But you know what? Screw it. Let's kill somebody.
Shit, I'm tired as fuck. Come on, baby. Let's get the fuck home.
Oh, no, let's hurry up. I hate this neighborhood.
Niggas tripping over here and shit.
Keep walking, don't turn around.
Here we go again.
Hey, nigga, why you fucking with me?
Fuck you, nigga, cause I can.
Of a maniac doing the
a killer since I came out the nutsack. I'm in a murderous mind state with a heart full of terror. I see the devil in the mirror. Fuck, fuck, lights out. Cause when I grab my sword off, niggas get hauled off. Barrel one, there's a motherfucking threat. Barrel two, there's a fucking heart at your chest. You see, I'm quick to let the hammer go flip on my tech nine. So if you try to wreck mine, foolish your bedtime. Feel the blast from the chocolate bomber. Infrared in that your head like your name was Sarah Connor. Decapitation, I ain't hesitating to put you in a funeral home with a bullet in your dome. I'm hot like lava. You got a problem? I got a problem solver, and his name is Revolver. It's like a deadly game of freeze tag. I touch you with the phony for mag, and you're frozen inside a body bag. Nobody iller than a graveyard filler, cap filler, cause I'm a natural born killer.
All right, so this is a recipe
for your leftovers with your turkey. Hang on. So you're going to take some bread, and you're going to put hang on, it says, keep the party going with these innovative recipes that take your holiday leftovers from boring to brilliant. This Thanksgiving-inspired version of the traditional Vietnamese baguette sandwich is made with leftover turkey and dressed with mayonnaise, Asian chili sauce, cucumbers, carrots, and fresh cilantro. Increase the heat with sliced fresh jalapenos. That doesn't sound too bad. I am dying. No, really, I'm dying. okay, so with this sandwich, what you'll do is you have your chilled cooked turkey, your mayonnaise, your Asian chili sauce. Hufong shitracha, thinly sliced peeled cucumbers, grated carrots, a handful of cilantro, a whole wheat baguette, and jalapenos. Chop chilled cooked turkey and mix with mayonnaise. So you're going to put the mayonnaise in the turkey and spike it with the Asian chili sauce all in a bowl. Just put it all together. Stir it. And then layer the turkey with thinly sliced peeled cucumbers, grated carrots, and a generous handful of cilantro inside a whole wheat baguette and add jalapenos. Not bad. I'm going to try that. I don't eat turkey, so I'm probably not going to try that. Oh, man. I can't get over the Natural Born Killer song. What else? Anybody fight on the weekend? I want to know if there was any fights. Did anybody? Oh, I know one person that isn't doing too well. His name is Hector Macho Camacho. He's a boxer. Got shot in the head. And he probably ran his mouth, but my thoughts and prayers go out to the family. He's in a coma. They pulled the plug, so he's not with us anymore. All right, let me regroup. We only got about 10 minutes left of this silly, crazy show. And next week, I know I've been bringing it up, but next week we're going to learn what a Liberty Bell is, and we're going to make some phone calls and see if we can get some participants for the Liberty Bell. If you don't know what a Liberty Bell is, Google it right now, and we'll talk about it. But that's going to happen next week. But let's play some peaceful music after that little prank I played on you guys. This is some Bob Marley. We'll be right back. That was the man, Bob Marley, with "No Woman, No Cry." We come to the end of our show. I wanna thank Jeff Peterson for being a part of the show. I wanna thank Amanda Whitmore for trying to be a part of the show. Definitely come check me out this Saturday with along with Jeff and Ngayo at the Cannabis Comedy Festival that's happening out in Grass Valley at the Holbrook Hotel. Congratulations to Ricky Holly for winning a pair of tickets for that. I also want to thank Ariel Jean for sending in some beautiful music, and definitely we'll be playing some more of her. And I also want to thank Ego Stall for sending in their tracks. If you guys want your tracks played and listened to here on the Rehab with Leaf radio show, be sure to get your songs into us in an MP3 file and email it to us. It is rehabwithleaf@gmail.com. I want to thank all of our listeners. Every week the show gets bigger and bigger. Next week's show, it's just gonna start getting fun now. Like I've got all these ideas, and I'm trying to put them in place. If you want to be a producer, help me out with the show. I'd greatly appreciate it. Send me an email also, rehabwithleaf@gmail.com. Put in the title producer so I know. But we're gonna learn what the Liberty Bell is. It's good. It's Christmas time. It's time to give back. So we're going to learn what the Liberty Bell is, and we're going to call some people to see if they would not mind participating in a Liberty Bell. That will be a fun show. Make sure you tune into that next week. That is actually going to be the day after. That's going to be December 2nd. Also, next week I'm going to have Defunk. He's got some big announcement that he wants to tell everybody. So he's going to tell everybody on my show, Defunk. He's a local comedian here in Sacramento. That will be happening on December 2nd as well. Maybe he'll help us out with the Liberty Bell. That is weed. It's got me twisted. Okay. So thank you guys very, 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 very much for tuning in. So here's what I'm going to do. I love this band. They were on my show the very first time. Actually, we don't even have enough time for them. So we'll play them next week. It's Illiteracy, one of my favorite songs that they sent in. So actually, we're going to end the show. I know that there is we don't have any fat lady singing. We don't do anything like that. We do have a fat guy singing, though. And he's going to close our show out as he does each and every Sunday night. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is the Rehab with Leaf radio show. Check me out again next Sunday from 8 to 10. You can also look me up on Facebook, Leaf the Comedian. You can look me up on Twitter, Leaf the Comedian. You can also find me on leafthecomedian.wordpress.com. That's my blog. A lot of funny stuff going on there. But check me out this Saturday at the Cannabis Comedy Festival happening in Grass Valley at the Holbrook. We'll see you guys there. Thanks for tuning in. Birds fly.